Okay, Rabbeisai. Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're holding Lamed Aleph Omed Beis, the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the Omed. And the Mishnah begins. Misha Nodar bin Nozir, a person took upon himself the Ziris. V'nishal l'chochem v'asorai. He went to the Chochem and he said, it's Osir. Moina Misho Shenodar. He has to count his Ziris from the first moment that he took upon himself the Neder. V'nishal l'chochem v'itiroi. If the Chochem was Matir, hoisalohoi behemim ufrashis, teitiv tirabeita. What is this referring to? Now, on the surface, it sounds like a person went to the Chochem to be shoyel, you know, to get a heter nedarim, like every time we're matir neder. And the first case is talking about vasaroi. Unfortunately, he couldn't find a heter. And the second case, he was able to find a heter. So it would appear. However, as we'll see in a moment, this halacha is agreed to both by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, right? It says the next line, Omer Beis Hillel Beis Shammai yatam oidim b'zeh, etc. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed to this halacha. And you'll remember from the beginning of our Masechta that Beis Shammai holds that you cannot even be shoyel on Naziris. Where was that daf? I don't know. What are you talking about? If you go back to daf Tes Omer Aleph for a moment, Tes Omer Aleph, that's 9a. It's on the bottom of the Yomid, the final three, four lines. Ubeishamal itamayu di amri ein she'ela behegdish, v'kivin to ein she'ela behegdish, ein she'ela benaziris. There's no such thing as going to Rav and being, I want to go and be matir my naziris. Because naziris is a subset of hegdish, kodosh yeh, just like when you have a carbon oilets, a carbon chatas, a carbon shlomim, you can't go to the Rav and try to be matir neder according to Beisham. We hold you can. According to Beis Hillel, if a person took an animal, he designated it for an oiler, say for a chattas, and after that he had second thoughts, this animal is a little bit too scrawny, it's pasnish, I'm going to give it to the kahanim, they're going to say, a yid of your stature, you bring such a scrawny animal, it's pasnish. So therefore, I have charata, and you go to Reuven, you go and be matir. I wonder if a mumcha or a panel of rabbanim. Same thing is, you can go and be shoyl on Naziris. Beis Shammai says, oh, no, you can't be shoyl on Hegdish, you can't be shoyl on Naziris. So what's our Mishnah talking about, that you're being shoyl on Naziris? And therefore, it's talking about a situation where he took upon Naziris, but in such a way that it left doubt whether, in fact, it was binding. The verbiage, the text that he used, apparently was sufficiently vague or ambiguous that he felt, I'm going to go to the Rav, maybe he'll be able to go and find that this was not Naziris after all. If you look at the very top Toisvis, top two, three lines, Nisha l'chocham v'heitiroi, k'loimar, she'omer loy, she'oise kabbalah, lav klumi, she'loi noda b'loshin toiv. Whatever verbiage he used, Toisvis doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say what he said, but he used words that were sufficiently vague or ambiguous that the Rav said, nah, you weren't to that. That's not Naziris. He should have said, Haredi Nazir. He said something else. Sinished. Shalei noda b'loshin toiv lekabel Naziris. V'nimte shalei chal olav Naziris afilu rega echad. In the case of the Hetera, it's not that they were matineder, and they had to be Mekar Okar, or Megiz Gaius, to go and try to be uproot. No, there was never a proper Nadim Naziris made from square one, from the first second. So with that type of background, going back to the Mishnah again, the person took upon himself Naziris. And now, v'nishal l'chocham, he asked the Chocham, I don't think that what I said was really Naziris. And can you tell me, wasn't Naziris? Wasn't it Naziris? Vasorei. And the Rav said, I'm sorry, the lotion that you used was sufficiently effective that you are a Nazir after all. Now, the Mishnah does not tell us, but the Mefarshim tell us, and we'll see this in the Gemara shortly, and it's talking about that this fellow was so convinced that his Naziris was not effective that he started violating it in a brazen manner. He started drinking wine as if there was no tomorrow. If you look at the Mefarish down below, the last five lines, Mishanodah ben Nozir, the Nizka Shetah ben Nizirusai, he thought, he figured, it wasn't real Naziris. The hischali is scharet boy, and therefore he regretted his actions. V'holach v'over al nazirus v'shosayayin. He started drinking wine as if he was never a nazir in the first place. Okay, so what does it say in the Mishnah? He violated Naziris. He drank wine. He thought everything is mutter, 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 and the Rav says, Osir, Osir, Osir. Moina Mishashinoda. Then he has to go back from square one and he has to continue the Naziris. That the Lashon of the Mishnah, Moina Mishashinoda, sounds like that he does not have to make up for any of the bad days. Meaning that we know Minatoyra, if you have a Nozer that becomes Tomei, that for that entire, what happens, I'm sorry?
30 days.
30 days, well, every Nozer has 30 days, exactly. But what happens if he becomes Tomei on day number 28? Everything falls away, you got to start from square one. What happens if instead of going and becoming Tomei, he started drinking wine during the period of Naziris? Minatoyra, if you had Eidim and Hasra, then he can go and get Malkus. He gets Petch, exactly. However, he
twice,
doesn't...
Twice, right? Mm-hmm.
Twice? Why twice?
Because he's over on Baal Yachad Vorov and
on the... Could very well be. Very good. Shkoyach. So he would get a lot of Petch. However, Midrabban, the Rabbanan added something else. That is also Hayyamim Harishonim Yiplu. If you violated the Naziris by drinking wine, the Mezid, brazenly, what happens? You got to start your Naziris once again. We're going to see that in the Gemara shortly. And that being the case, the Mishnah's Lashon is a bit shver, because here it says, you just go back to whatever day you annoyed. You annoyed her a week ago, okay? So you thought that you were not a Nazir, and you drank the wine, and then you realize from the Rav that in fact you were a Nazir after all. Then you have to go and start counting from the beginning. In other words, you start wherever you were. Why? You should lose that period of time that you drank the wine. That Mitzvah we're going to see in the Gemara shortly.
So it's not like getting time served?
Well,
you don't get credit for time served?
Our mission says you do get credit for time served. Uh-huh. In other words, if you took upon yourself the Naziris on, make it easy, February 1st, and then on February 15th, and from the 1st until the 10th, you drank wine and wine and wine. And then someone said to you, hey, you're a Nazir. I'm not a Nazir. Come on, you know, the words that I used, it was not a Nazir. Well, go to the Rav. He goes to the Rav. Rav says, I'm very sorry, I checked it out in Shulchan Aruch. You are a Nazir, absolutely. From our Mishnah, you just go back to February 1st from the very beginning and just count another 10 days, another 20 days after February 10th till the end of the month. So you have 30 days altogether. That's what it says in our Mishnah. And our Gemara is going to say, no, you lose that first 10 days. Now that we've discovered that you were, in fact, an effective Nazir, and you drank wine, then start now. From February 10th and on, you'll start counting once again day 1. Not day 11 or day 10, but day 1. Mitchell will see that in the Gemara.
If it's a toast, Beisham and Omim Hendish, toast Hendish. How could, under what circumstances can Beisham I say that this is...
Beautiful. So wait one more second. Now what happens if Nishal Chacham Beitir and the Chacham said it's Taka Mutter, not that he was Mater Nader in the traditional sense, because on Daf Tes it says Beisham doesn't hold of being Shoyal. Here it means that he told him, what you said was not a binding statement. You didn't say Hareini Nozer, you said Hareini whatever, Gunish. No, what happens if he had already set aside a behemoth mufreshes? Because this was a total mistake from the very beginning. Not that we had to be oiker. So it was gornished, right? The Tosis used the expression, he was never a Nazir. Were you a Nazir? Were I a Nazir? He wasn't a Nazir, never. So in Bazoi, that they took out a behemoth for purposes of bringing kabbanas, that's all nonsense. And it reverts back to its original stage of pure chul. Our Beis Hillel.
Oh, I see. Even a chatas would not even.
Even a chatas, exactly. Our Beis Hillel Beishamay. Beis Hillel says to Beishamay, "He had to moidim bezeshu hegdish toos shetaytiv etira be'eder." Beishamay, you said in the previous Mishnah that we learned yesterday, "Hegdish toos, hegdish." Don't you agree to this halacha that we just learned? And Bishami nods his head silently. Yes, I do agree. No, so you see that you're moide, that even though it's hegdish toes, that nevertheless, teitze betira be'eder, it goes poof, it goes away. Just like I, Beis Hillel, holds, Ein Hegdish. The Hegdish Tois, Ein Hegdish. Here was a Hegdish Tois, it was a Nizirus Betois, and you see that even you agree, as is Gunish mit Gunish. So, Beishamai, you should go and change your halacha in the previous Mishnah. Was that your question, Barry?
Yes.
Exactly. So that's what Beisil asked Beishamai. Don't you agree in this case that Hegdish Tois should take the Tirabait? Amalim Beishamai, I'atem moide b'misha Tois. Now, the Beforshim explained that Beis Shammai could easily have answered and said, this is not a Hegdish Betois. This is garnished. There's nothing...
Like Misasik.
Like Misasik. Even less than Misasik. Nothing ever happened over here.
Lo ba'al la'olam.
Lo ba'al la'olam. Exactly.
Lo shivar v'lo kayam.
Exactly. Everybody's saying the right words. It was nothing, nothing, nothing. If you take a look at the second Toisvis, we won't go through everything because Brother Shai gets nervous when we go through all the toys. You see, the second toys, Umlan Beisil, Beshama, Iata Moidim Bezeshari, Hegdish Tosu, Vetate Vetir Veida, Alma Degdish Vetois Lambe Hegdish, Vachi Hechi, the Ata Moidim Hacha, just like you agree in this Mishnah, Oidul Anami Beshar Shachar in yesterday's Mishnah, to Pelgus Alon, Viamrita to have a Hegdish. Beshama Ho Yuchoil Nahoshev, Beshama could have answered, the Hacha Gora me Hegdish Tois, Kidaparishis. This is even less, this is Gunish. They didn't even bother because they said, come on, Basil, you know the truth. I know the truth. This is not even Hegdish Tois. This is nothing. This is nada. It's like any of us. Are any of us here in Nazirim? Does anybody even think? No, of course not. See, he's also not a Nazir because he didn't use the effective terminology and he never became a Nazir. So nothing to talk about. So instead, what does Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah? He says, I'll prove you that I'm right. Back to the Mishnah, Omelem Beishamai. I atamoidim b'misha to'a. The kar l'chi asiri. Ula siri chi. Ula achan osir asiri. Shu mekudosh, don't you agree? What is this all talking about? This is talking about masa b'haima, which means that if a person had 10 new animals that grew, that were born to his flock in a given year, then you have to go and let them go tachas hashovet. You have a rod, you count them 1, 2, 3, and then when you get to number 10, oh, asiri yekodosh, you give it a little bit of a shmeis with some tzeva sikra, yeah. Some red dye, so therefore you know which one is the one that's kodesh, which one is not. And you bring that tenth, and you bring it for a carbon. You don't give it to the kohen. You give it to the kohen to do the avodah, but it doesn't belong to the kohen. This belongs to its mom and balim, but he has to bring it for a carbon. Okay, now what happens if, as he's counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, he gets to number 9, somebody distracts him and tells him about some very important news, and then instead of saying 9, he says 10 on number 9. And then, as he's about to go to the next one, he says, wait, did I say 9? I'm not sure whether I said 9 or not. So, I count up, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I count up, hey, only 9 went through, and I called number 9, 10. So what am I going to do? Okay, so now the number 10 that goes through now, I'm going to call you number 9. Now we have 10 altogether. So number 9, he called 10. And number 10, he called 9. And since he had said 9 about the 10th one, now when the 11th goes by, he again makes a mistake and he calls that number 10. So we have 3 which are in this category of vagueness and ambiguity. So you have to mind him, b'misha tov, v'kor l'chi asir. If he called number 9, he called the 10th. Ula asiri chi, and to the 10th when he calls 9. Uli achar asir asiri, and now he calls number 11, he calls that 10. Shu mekudish, and all 3 of them have a degree of kedusha. I say a degree of kedusha because the Mishnah Maseches Bechorah says they're not all the same kedusha. The real number 10, which he called 9, you bring for a carton. The real number 9, which he called 10, but it's really 9, it's nechal b'mumay, which means you don't bring it for a carbon, but you got to wait until it gets a month, and then you go and eat it outside of Mishmigdish. And number 11, which he called 10, has a din of a shlam, like a regular shlam that you bring in the Mishmigdish. Anyway, it's the Gemara in Bechoyres, brings drushes, how do you know all these dinim? Now, how do I know, Taka, that all these 3 become Kodesh? Why don't you just say, the whole thing is a mistake, let's start over ab initio from number 1? So the Gemara says, because it says in the Pasuk, so since the pasuk begins, v'chol ma'aseh boka v'tzayin, that kol comes to be kolel, not only number 10, but hasmuchim lai, also number 9 and number 11, if you make such a bubu. Ah, so you see that it's Hegdish Bitoz and Avi Hegdish. Amalem Beisil, Loi HaShevet Kidshoi. It's not the Shevet. Shevet over here means the rod, because the Pasuk used the expression, Kol HaShiyav Retachas HaShovet. So Beisil borrows that for his halacha. It's not that the Shevet is Mekadeshit, meaning it's not the person's statement that it's number 10 and number 9 and number 11 and number 10. That's not what's Mekadeshit. I'll bring you a raya that that's not what Mekadeshit. Ma'ilu tov iniach es ha-shevet al shmini v'al shneim asar shem asar klum. What happens if by accident on number 8 he said 10? Not on number 9. On number 8 he said 10. Or on number 12 he said 10. Would anybody think that that's effective? That's goodish. It's only 9, 10, 11 based on that pasuk, based on the limud. So in Bazoi, it's Ella Kosov. When he uses the term Kosov, he means to say it's not the Shevet and not the Dibur of the cattle raiser or cattle owner that makes these Kodesh. It's the Kosov, it's the Gezeris HaKosov that it says in the Torah, Shekideshu Asiri, who this the same Gezeris HaKosov that says that the Asiri becomes Kodesh, meaning even if you were to call it number 9, since it is number 10 after all, Hukidish, so it's Kodesh. So that same Gzeris HaKosov that says that number 10 becomes Kodesh, Hukidish Achi V'Yasachar Aser, that number 9 and number 11 should also become Kodesh. So in other words, it's not a case of you're trying to be Madama Milzel and Milzel and saying, oh, just like that case is a case of Hegdish Batois and have a Hegdish. No, it's not a Hegdish Batois, have a Hegdish. It's that the Torah said that number 10, as well as number 9 and 11, if you misspeak, those become Kodesh. But don't learn from that the Chalot Torah Kula, because you see it's Xeris Akasa by the fact that if you were to say number 10 on number 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 12, nothing happens. He made a mistake. Hegdish Batois, he's called number 8, he called it 10. Hegdish Batois, well, you have the Hegdish. So Xeris Akasa, that 9, 10, 11. Therefore, you cannot adopt that for Kola Teira Kula, and therefore Beishamai Yoraya is not a good Raya. Okay, so Zoktimar, we started the Mishnah by saying that if a person comes to the Chacham says you're Osir, in other words, you were a Nazir all along, and you violated your Naziris, just go back to the first day, and you get the benefit of the first day of counting, even though you drank wine throughout. Preitimar Mani Masis, and Lir Abyeis, Lir Abyeis, the Mishnah does the Shtim, either later Biyosi or later Rabbanan, why decide you within the Braisa? Misha Nodar, person make a neder of Naziris, vi over al Nazirusoi, our case where he drank the wine. Ein Niskokin Loi, you're not Niskokin Loi. The Rosh says, two pshatim ein Niskokin Loi. Number one, when he comes to the Rav and he wants to go and be Mater Neder and say, Ilo Hayisi Adeh, if I would have known that everybody's going to poke fun at me, and if I would have known how strenuous, how difficult. And the Rav says, tell me, have you been drinking wine? I smell your breath. It sounds like it. Yeah, I've been drinking wine. I'm not going to even look at you. I'm not going to look at you. You violated your Naziris. That's one pshat. The other pshat is if he comes to the Kohen, he wants to go and bring his Karbanis after 30 days. And the Kohen asks him, tell me, were you very vigilant and diligent on your 30 days of Naziris? There were a couple of days here and there, a little tipsy. I drank a little bit, a little wine here, a little wine there. Ooh, ain't discocking like. We're not going to go and accept from him his karbonos. Ella imkein moinim behem ister kiyom shenog behem heter. He has to make up for all those bad days by counting new days. It's similar to the concept of a yom rishonim. Yiblu, it's a midrabanan, it's a kanaz. You violated. How many days did you violate? 10 days. You have to go and count another 10 days. Come back in 10 days from now.
But you don't start all over. You just have to extend.
That's why it says it's and it's similar. Right. To, I didn't say it's the same. I knew I'd get hit for that one. So that's the Tanakhama. 30 days is enough. And what means 30 days is enough? So the Mefarshim explained the talking about the Moshe Legabe and the Naziris Arucha. The Naziris Arucha is, let's say, 100-day Naziris, and of that 100-day Naziris, the Nazir violated 60 days out of that 100 days. Not a nice guy. Okay, he violated 60 days. Now it's after the end of the 100 days. 40 days he was a tzaddik, but the 6 days was shvach. comes now 100th day, he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he wants to bring his karbanos, and the kohen says, I heard that you drank some of that. Yeah, it's true, I drank. How many days did you drink? 60 days. Mister, come back in 60 days from now. Since you took upon yourself 100 day naziris, you gotta practice naziris for 100 days. You only are kosher nazir for 40 days. Come back 60 days later. That's the Tanakh. Rabbi Yossi says, since we're talking about a kanas situation, you only ask him to do 30 more days. So even though he violated 60 days, come back in 30 days. It's a total period, not of 160, but of 130.
Is it the statute of limitations?
This is all Drabbanan. In our Torah, there's no such thing as having to go and repeat the days because of the fact that you violated them. You only get the pech, and according to Brother Shai, twice pech. So, Drabbanan, they made a kanas, a penalty. So according to Tanakhama, the penalty is day for day. Whatever you messed up, you messed up. The Biyosi said, no. The penalty is enough. 30 days, we don't penalize him more than that. It's capped. Very good. Capped at 30 days. Very good. So Frank Dimar. So now, our Mishnah said that when the Ruv establishes that this was, in fact, a bona fide Naziris all along, and he drank wine all along, says,
no penalty.
No penalty whatsoever. Is the Chshver both according to Tanakama, who said you have a full penalty for all the days, and it's Shver going to be Oisi that says at least 30 days. So Frank Timor, Irabon and Kasha, Naziris Mu'etas, Irabyoisi Kasha, Naziris Maruba. The Rosh is going to just the opposite in our Gemara. It's not Irabon and Kasha, Naziris Mu'etas, it's Kasha, even Naziris Maruba. According to Rabyoisi, it's Kasha, Naziris Mu'etas. What does the Gemara mean? According to Rabbanan, any way you try to square it, it's not going to work. Because according to Rabbanan, whether it's Naziris Mu'etzes and Naziris Maruba, whether it's a 100-day Naziris or a 30-day Naziris, under all circumstances, you always have to start fresh to count the number of days. They should be exactly the same as the days that you violated. Whether or not it was a 100-day Naziris or a 30-day Naziris, the same rule applies. Any days that you fell away, you got to repay and compensate by being a Nazir. And our Mishnah says you start from the beginning, that you don't lose anything at all. As he looked, is that Shver Kuntrabana? He couldn't rebuke. You see, Kasha, it's not Shver Naziris Maruba, it's Kasha Naziris Mu'etis. Why is it not Shver Naziris Maruba? Because Rabbi Yossi can go and say, although it says in our Mishnah, Moina Mishor Shanadar, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and that you have a perfect allowance for all of the bad days that you violated the Naziris. It could be the Moina Mishor Shanadar means you go back and you get at least credit for anything and everything up to 30 days. So in our 100-day example, where we said that he violated the Naziris for 60 days, Moina Mishor Shanadar, he can go back in history from when he originally made his name in the Naziris, but not that each one of those days counts. Every day, except for 30 days. 30 days you have to go and reduce there. You have to count over again. But that doesn't interfere with and that doesn't undermine the Moina Mishor Shanadar. Hitaka goes back to the original day that he made his name in the Naziris and can count from there. Just make sure that all those days that you drank wine, on those days, those you have to go and compensate by having Yoim Kenege Yoim. That's okay according to Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbanan, you never go back to the beginning. You always have to go make up for the entire Bakal Mikoko, whatever you lost. So Zokti Yimara, according to Rabbanan, the Chver, the Naziris Maruba case, and the Rosh says, even Naziris Maruba, in other words, any case, whether Naziris Maruba, Naziris Muetis, you don't start from the original time. You start from scratch. If you violate it, start today, day number one. And if according to Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Naziris Muetzes, if it happens to be Naziris Maruba, it's not Shver. Because if it's talking about a long Naziris, so then you're saying, go back to the original day that you started, count from then, and just deduct from that 30 days. However, if it's a Naziris Muetzes, you wouldn't be able to go and say that, because if the whole Naziris was 30 days, and he violated it, so then, what do you think? Start from the beginning. There's nothing to start from the beginning. The whole beginning is 30 days or less, and he violated every one of the days, so start fresh from today. So that's why the Rosh is Goyris Kasha Naziris Muetzes. So Ibo Yisem says, when I have two pshat. Ibo Yisem Reb Yoisi, Ibo Yisem Reban. Ibo Yisem Reb Yoisi, Kan Ben Naziris Muruba, Kan Ben Naziris Muetzes. Ein Ochanami. What you just said now, that it would only be shver on Rabbi Yossi if you're talking about Naziris Mu'attas, and we should talk about Naziris Meruba. And Naziris Meruba says Rabbi Yossi, and that's why I hold. Go back to the original time when you started your Naziris on February 1st, whenever it was, and count every single day, except for 30 days. If you violated 60 days, 30 days you have to deduct, but everything else you can go and count as if nothing happened. Just keep on going. So, says Rabbi Yossi, and we should talk about Naziris Meruba. I, when I said earlier in the Brayis, the Daish Lo Shem Yayim, that was a Zir Shmuat. V'Boyis Eima, or V'Boyis.
Tema.
It's always V'Boyis Tema. Okay.
Wow.
To me, it looks like it's a mistake, but fine. V'Boyis Tema. Rabbanon, V'Boyis Tema, Rabbanon, it's going good to Rabbanon. Lo Yitem Misho Shenazer, Ela Eima, Kim Misho Shenazer. That what the Rabbanon are saying, don't learn Pshat in the Mishnah that you start Misho Shenazer, I made it, and later on, February 1st, you start from that. No. You start from now. Kim Misho Shenoza, as if it was the day that you made the Naziris. Today that you go to the Rav, and the Rav tells you, you should know that what you did is incorrect, because you were an effective Nazir. So now, the time that you already served, unfortunately, that cannot be counted because you violated your Naziris. So you start today. Kim Misho Shenoza, as if today was the day you made Naziris, and you can't from Mikan alone. Okay, yet she invited the Mishnah, Nishal Chomri Tirua, if they were Matirim, so they still said to Meishamak, no, you see, Toys Hegdish is a Hegdish. Amr Gimet Mid Meishamak, Nishmal Beisil. From Meishamak, let's go and learn our law according to Beisil. Lav Amri Meishamak Hegdish, but Toys Havi Hegdish. Avakim Digloy Milta, the Lav Shaper, Nozar, Taitzi Vitira Be'eder. As we explained in the Mishnah, as we saw in the Tosfos, in a case where he did an improper, ineffective Kabbalah Naziris, then he was never a Nazir from the first second. Gunished. A filurega echad, said Tosfos. So even though Beis Shammai normally holds that Hegdish betois have a Hegdish, in this case there wasn't Hegdish at all. Zero. And therefore, it reverts back to the Eder, and it goes as if it's regular Chulu. So since Beis Shammai made that statement, let's extrapolate from that let me still nami. I've got the Ami. Tumura betois have your tumura. Remember yesterday we spoke at some length about the tumura betois, where you had two cases. You had one chulin animal and two kachim animal. One was an oila, one was a shlam. He's been rehearsing for the last 3 days. Oila, 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 oila. And then when the moment of truth came, when he said, Zu tumura zu, he went and pointed to the shlamim and said, you, chulin animal, you should be like the shlamim. I didn't mean that, I meant oila, oila, oila. Sorry, sir, that's what you said, you're stuck with it. That was the tumura betois. So we said this, talking about you have two chulin animals, one was white, one was black. He intended that the black should become the black sheep in the Hegdish, and it turns out that he pointed to the white one, he said the white one, so, I meant the black one. Too late. So that's Tumur B'Toyz. Zok Timura, so let's learn from that halacha, even Beis Hillel that agrees to Tumur B'Toyz, that's, everybody agrees. Hani Milahecha the Isel the Iker Hegdish. That's only when the original animal is still around. Avalhecha the Misaker Iker Hegdish. However, if you were Oiker the original Hegdish, Isaker Nami Tumur, and then Tumur also falls away. What are we talking about? You remember we had several days ago in the Mishnah and the Gemara, what happens if one person says a Reni Nozir, and the next guy says, Vani, 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 Toich Kedei Dibur, Achen Kedei Dibur. They had a whole Shaila there. Anyway, what's the halacha? That Vani, he piggybacks on the original Nozir. What happens if that Nozir afterwards goes to the Bezin and he is Oikir, his Naziris Meikaroi, because Bezin is Mekar Okar, as opposed to husband and wife or Megis guys. So Mekar Okar, so we said not only the first one falls away, but all the Vanis fall away. Ah, so the Gemara is saying the same thing over here. He went and did a proper Tumur. I mean, every Tumur is improper, because you're not allowed to go and do Tumur. But he did a Tumur. It was an effective Tumur. So now this black cow, he said, should be Tachas, this Oila, and the Oila was an Oila, and this is a black cow, and boom. Taka becomes, now this black cow becomes a Tamuras oil. And then a day later he goes to the Bezdin and says, I have charata about my first oiler, because my first oiler looks like it's scrawny and it looks like it's schwach. I want a brand new one. The Bezdin said, okay, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. According to Beis Shammai, you couldn't do that because ain't shal al hegdish. But according to Beis Hillel, you can be shal al hegdish. So now that original oiler becomes os oiler. So now the Vani, the Tamura, becomes os Tamura. That's what the Gemara is saying. just like I see by Beis Shammai. Then even though normally Hegdish Betoyes, Havi Hegdish, but there's an exception to the rule where if the Rav says what you said was ineffective, the whole Neder goes away, the whole Naziris goes away. Same thing over here. Even though, according to Beis Hill, a Tmura Betoyes have a Tmura. However, if you oiker the original animal by making it Os Oila, then the Tmura also becomes Os Tmura Gunish. That's the Ganze Chirish of the Mar. Next, you call Omaman. Iatam Moidim She'ila Karla Chi, Asiri, Asiri, Chi, etc., etc. Itmar, Meister, Itmar, this Aluch of Gabi Master Behem. Rav Nachman Omar to Usay Vloy Kavanosay, Rav Chizv Rabba Ravuna Amri to Usay Vekoshkin Kavanosay. In other words, until now we've been speaking about that this cattle owner made a mistake, and on number 9 he called it 10, and on number 10 he called it 9, and number 11 he called it 10. Why? Because somebody was probably distracting his attention. He was probably multitasking, and so therefore he wasn't thinking, and he called number 10, he called it 9, and 9, 10, etc. What happens if he did it Bekavone? He knew that number 9 is number 9, and he says, I don't care. I'm calling you 10, whether you like it or not. And then he looked at number 10. I know you're 10. I'm calling you number 9. And then he looked at number 11, and I'm calling you number 10. Now, why a person would do that, I don't know. But there are all different types of people in this world. So what happens if a person said, Bekavona, that you are 10 and 10, etc., says Rav Nachman, that's Kodesh, come on, that's Dvarim B'Teilim, that's ridiculous. Rav Chizur Rav Huna, no, to Usa V'Koshkei Kavanasi. Madach, if he said in B'Toris, that number 9, he said 10, it's effective. Then certainly if he said V'Kavan Hareni Muchanam Zuman, I want number 9 to be 10, then the Chavan is Zichah going to be effective. So you have a Machloik Rav Nachman, Rav Chizur Rav Rav Huna. Omli Rav Rav Nachman. Rav says Rav Nachman, lead Yedach according to you. The Amris to Usa V'Loi Kavanasi. So then I'm going to ask you a kasha from our Mishnah. Remember, Beis Shammai challenged Beis Hill at the end of the Mishnah, and he said, you don't hold of Hegdish Toyas have a Hegdish. I'll show you from Maaseh Behemah that Hegdish Toyas have a Hegdish. And what was Beis Hill's retort? Beis Hill's retort was, look from number 8 and look from number 12. Forget about 8 and 12. Let's look at 9, 10, 11. Let him go and say, "Dekam Beis Shammai Beis Hill, yatam moidim shi lekar lechi asiri chi. Olachar asir asiri sheshloshim mekudoshin." Vishtika Beisil. Beisil was quiet. In other words, he didn't respond to the 9, 10, 11. He said 8 and 12. Leim al-Hoin, why couldn't Beisil say to Beis Shammai, Ma'ala Meiser, don't bring me a raya from Maaseh Behemah to our case of Hegdish and Nozir, because by Maaseh Behemah shekein einoi kodish bekavana. It only becomes kodish if you do it by mistake, betos. If, however, if you bekavana said on 9, 10, and 11, this is 10, and this is 9, and this is 10, then nothing would happen, like Rav Nachman learns. Obviously, that's only in a case of the Maaseh Behemah. Did you say Bikavana? Ain't no Kaddish Bikavana. But any other time, it would be Kaddish Bikavana. Any time that you're Makdish, an animal, and you say, you're an Oyla, you're a Shlomim, you're a Chatzis, whatever it is, it becomes Kaddish. So therefore, don't bring me Rayas from Maaseh Behemah, because Maaseh Behemah is a total different parasha on its own. It's Tzvei Dinim. Different halachas. Dear Tak, if you make a mistake, yeah, Hegdish Batoas have a Hegdish, but that's only because of the fact that you did it Batoas. If you did it Bekavana, it wouldn't work. Huh. But other behemoths, if you do Bekavana, that's how you're Mekadish, the Neuromakdish animals, by going in Bekavana, going in Makdish it for an Oida, for a Shlom, for a Chattis, or whatever. So there, the Choyer Beis Hill would have had an effective response. The fact that Beis Hill didn't say that, Zaitzakos Beis Hill holds like Rav Chizur Rabba Rav Huna that to Usa V'Kolshkin Kavanosa. The halacha applies not only to the toys, but even to the Kavana. As a bazoi, I have a kasha on you, Rav Nachman. Om Rav Simarashi. Rav Simarashi is now coming to the defense of Rav Nachman, and he says, Hainu Taima, Tolei Amri Lahoin. The reason why he didn't say that is because the Beis Shammai would then have made a Kal V'Choymer. What would have been the Kal V'Choymer? The Kal V'Choymer, the reason why Beis Hillel didn't say to Beis Shammai, oh, you see, it's T'usa V'loi Kavanasai, because then Beis Shammai could have responded to Beis Hillel, I have a Kal V'Choymer. Mamas she'ein kodesh bekavan. According to you, Beis Hillel, assuming that Beis Hillel learned like Rav Nachman, that it only becomes kodesh, betos, not bekavana. So, ma'amayis is she'ein kodesh bekavana. Kodesh betos, Hegdish Shekodesh Mikavana. The whole Hegdish, you always do it Mikavana. Like Holshkein. Shouldn't you say for sure it should become Kodesh B'Toos? And therefore, Beis Hillel said, I'm not going to get close to this argument about Toys and Kavana, because if I tell them, don't bring me a raya from Maaseh Behemah, because it's only B'Toys, not B'Kavana, then Beis Shammai will shoot back and say, Hakal V'Chaymer. That's why Beis Hillel said, I'm not going to get involved. Rather, I'm going to go and tell them about the 8 and the 12, where Beis Shammai will not be able to challenge me. That's what Reb Simcha Barashi said. But now Reb Simcha Barashi himself says the Tosis and the Rosh, V'loyi. But really, in truth, that type of Kal V'Chaymer, if Beis Shammai were to make it, would be a specious Kal V'Chaymer, the Hegdish B'Dait and the Mori Toli. After all, the whole inyan of Hegdish is that you are miskaven to go and be makdish something. That's the whole basis, the whole premise of Hegdish. So don't go and say to me, I have a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, you're going to tell me by Maaseh Behemah that it doesn't work with Kavana, but it works with Toys. Hegdish that works with Kavana, it should certainly work with Toys. Nah, you can't say that. It works with Kavana because you makdish an animal with Kavana. But you cannot go and go in from there and jump and say, and certainly even make a Toys. That doesn't even make sense to go and say, for sure, then it's going to become Kaddish. The whole Indian making something Kaddish because you're intentionally and sincerely devoting something and dedicating something to Gavoya. So you're going to say, but if I made a mistake, then for sure it's Kaddish. That's not logical. So therefore, that whole back and forth would not work. On to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah Benazim V'Halach L'Havi Yes Behemto Yimin Himtza U'Mimotza Shenignevo. This is going to be a case of, like we learned at the end of Masechtas Nedarim, a person who wants to be Pesach Becharata based on a Noilod situation. Noilod means that at the time of the original Neder, this had not transpired, and no one would have thought it was going to transpire. So for the Ruv afterwards to go and say, had you known that this was going to happen, would you have done X, Y, or Z? Oh, had I known! The Gemara considers that to be a Noilod. And you remember back in Masechtas Nedarim, we had a machloikis legabi noivet. It was a machloikis between Reb Lezer and the Rabban. So you'll see what we're talking about momentarily. Welcome aboard, Shelley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mishnah of another person went and took upon himself Naziris. V'holach l'havias behemtoi. And now, during the 30-day period, he's starting to prepare himself for needing the kabbanis at the end of the 30 days. And he said, ay, Agana stole my animal. Ay. What am I going to do? And the person was a very modest means. And for him, this is a make or break situation. What am I going to do now? I lost my behemoth. It was stolen. Well, what am I going to do? So he goes to the roof, and he wants the roof to go and be mater neder, so he shouldn't have to go and worry about the animals. Zokta Mishnah. When was it nignava? Im ad shaloi nignava behemtoi nozar. Harry's in Nozir, meaning that before it was stolen, he took upon himself Naziris. He took upon himself Naziris on Sunday. Unfortunately, the animal was stolen on Tuesday. And now, Wednesday or Thursday, he's looking for his animal. What happened to it? Oh, you didn't hear. It was a ganef in town, and he stole a whole bunch of animals, and apparently he stole your animal too. Oh, what am I going to do? Can he go now to Reuven and say, Reuven, had I known that the animal would be stolen, then I never would have made my neder Naziris. Can't do that, because that's a case of noilad. Nobody expected his animal to be stolen. Things may be different today, because unfortunately there are a lot of ganuvim. But presumably in the times of Chazal, there weren't so many ganuvim. And that a behemah would be stolen, that was a historic event. Once in 50 years, something like that happened. So if you're going to go and say to Ruf, if I would have known that the animal would be stolen, no. If somebody would have told you the animal's going to be stolen, well, come on. I've been living here in the town of Kishkin Holach for 50 years. I never any recorded case of an animal stolen. So therefore, it was not even older than Machshava. It's a Noilot. That is not a Pesach Harata. You might be able to find other Pesach Haratas, but this is not a proper Pesach Harata. So there, Harry's a Nazir. He stays a Nazir. However, on midbeis, the Misha Nignava Behemtoi Nozer. What happens at the time that he made his Neid in the Ziris on Tuesday, thinking that he had a behemoth in the corral. And then a few days later, he goes to go and collect his behemoth for the behemoths for the Ziris. And someone says, you didn't know that? Your behemoth was already stolen on Sunday. What? The behemoth was stolen Sunday? If I would have known that the behemoth was stolen, I never would have taken upon myself the zeros. That is an effective Pesach Harata, because now we're not talking about a noilet situation. We're talking about
a faulty premise.
A faulty premise, exactly. We're talking about history. I thought that I had an animal. I don't have an animal. In that case, everybody agrees that you could go and be matinader based on a Pesach of Harata, or a Pesach that he didn't have the animal. Ain't not. The Zutos, and the Gemara tells us that this was a historic type of mistake that was made many years ago when, in the times of Nochem HaModai,
yes,
in the times of the Chorm Beis HaMikdash.
Yes.
Zutois To'o Nochem HaModai, Kisha'olu Nazirim Min HaGoyla,
yes.
It was at the time of the Chorm Beis HaMikdash, where there were Nazirim out in Chutz Laretz, and you have a pretty strong raya from our Mishnah that they didn't have at that time fax machines or emails or telephones.
How could there be Nazirim in Chutz Laretz, though?
Helmi Malka was a Nazira.
No, but she had to come and repeat a Nazira.
Exactly, they were going to repeat it. Okay. And maybe they did repeat it.
Okay.
Anyway, Shalom Nazirim and Agar, they came up in the garden. They come to Eretz Yisrael. They're getting ready, according to Basil, you only have to wait. According to Basham, you only have to wait 30 days. According to Basil, you have to go and repeat the whole Nazir.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a short Nazir, so 30 days. Okay, I got time, you know. When you entered Eretz Yisrael, you weren't in Yerushalayim immediately. You didn't go by supersonic jet. You still had to go on the camel. By the time they got to Yerushalayim, it was probably already 30 days. Kishol Nazir Minagol. Umatsu Beisamidish Chorv, and then they found out, what are we going to do? Now they're going to be stuck, unless they're Matzer Neder, they're going to be stuck as Nazirim La'olam, because they'll never be able to bring their Kabbalah, it's an Ishtokah Beis HaMikdash. Omelem Nocham Wadi, Nocham Wadi said to them, Het Zichava, Ilo Yisem Yoidim She Beis HaMikdash Chorev, if you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be Chorev when you made your Neder Nazirs, if you would have known, Hayisem Nazirim, would have you taken upon yourself Nazirs? Omelem Lo, of course not, never. Oh, Habashana Pesach, Veitir Nocham Wadi. If at the time that they made the Neder Naziris, the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, so then the Pesach that you found is a Pesach of Noilad, then Nazir, then they are still Nazirim, and they cannot go and absolve themselves based on this Heter. However, those Nazirim that made their oath of Naziris after the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, in other words, they come to Yerushalayim, and they find out there's no Beis HaMikdash, we ask them, when did you take upon yourself the Neder Naziris? Oh, I took upon myself 30 days ago. The Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, was destroyed 35 days ago. No, Ibazoi was based on a faulty premise, just like the case of the Geneva. Then Ein Nazir, and that's an effective Pesach Harata, and they're no longer Nazir. We can be matinated.
This was by a Sheni, and they, you know, it was...
Yeah, Nechem HaModai.
No, I'm saying, but you think they knew, the Shayaros and everything else, that the Beis HaMikdash is 30 days Naziris.
How long does it take for Shayaros Metzuyos to get there?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, we know from the case of Kiddush HaChodesh,
yeah,
that he often didn't get to the place at least for 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he always had the 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shogulius.
Mm-hmm.
After the time they were no longer Masi and Masuis on the mountains, they were sending out Shluchim. It took 15 days to get there. It's already too late. We already started Pesach. We already started Sukkot or whatever it is. So we know at least 15 days. And of course, there could be people even further into Bavel or Paras or wherever they were. So it would take 30 days.
Hodu,
yeah. Hodu Lashem Kitoif. Right, Amar Rabba. We see from our Mishnah that everybody agrees that you cannot go mimatir based on noilad. The Gemara now is, shall I say, perplexed, because at the end of Masechtas Nedarim, there was a Mishnah, there was a machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Chacham. Where's Reb Lezer? Why does Reb Lezer say no? I'm going to defend Nochem HaModai, because in fact, you can be poiseach and find a heter based on Noilad. So Marabba, Shatfu Rabbanan Reb Lezer, the word shatfu is like the Gemara says elsewhere, shatfa nohar, which means they flooded him with kashas and information and rayas and evidence till the point that Reb Lezer says, I give up, I surrender. And now Reb Lezer agreed to the Rabbanon that what? That you cannot be poiseach ben oilet. Where did we have the original machlokes? None, but back in the Dharm it said, poiseach ben oilet, Reb Lezer, you can be poiseach ben oilet. V'chomum oisrim, and by the fact that in our Mishnah, Reb Lezer does not appear, because Reb Lezer joined the majority, that in fact you cannot be poiseach based on Noilad. You can take and not be poisech a noilad, but you can be poisech with tanai noilad. What does that mean? Hey, chadami. Amri lahayin. Ilu osa inish va'amu lachayin. The chorib beis hamikdash mihaven nadrisun. We ask, the case of noilad is that the nozir finds out that unfortunately the beis hamikdash is chorif. And then we ask him, tell me, if you would have thought the beis hamikdash would become chorif, would you have made the nadir of naziris? If he is being honest, he would say, you know, the Beis HaMikdash was standing 420 years. How was I to know? How was I even to contemplate such a terrible event, such a tragedy? The Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. That never was, it didn't even enter onto the screen. Right? What's what they call the
radar.
Radar screen. Thank you. It wasn't even on the radar screen. I never, whoever thought that? That's a real true nugget. However, what happens if you say to the person, you know, we have some very distinguished Talmid Chacham here in town, and they always were concerned about Beis HaMikdash.
40 years before the Chor Beis HaMikdash, many things stopped happening.
Exactly. So what happens if a whole bunch of people, at least one person, would have come over to you at the time of your making the Zeres and told you, Yanko, be careful. I hear that there are rumbles, and I hear that unfortunately the Romans and the others are all gathering around Yerushalayim, and I hear that's really, really bad. You should really be careful about this. So now we tell him, had someone so advised you at the time, would you have taken upon yourself Naziris? He says, you know what? If Rabbi Yankel Smith, the grace of Talmud Chacham, the grace of Gadol, if he would have told me, I would have thought twice about my Naziris. Because, you know, he's no small potatoes. If he would have told me that this looks like there might be a Chorban, I would have said, you know, let's postpone this decision for a while. So in that case, that's what we call a Tanai Noilet. Tanai Noilad, we don't have the Pesach based on the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's something one couldn't even contemplate. But you can do a Pesach based on if Yanko would have told you, oh, that's already a different story, because that he might very well have told me, and if he would have told me, then I probably wouldn't have taken upon myself. That would be a good Pesach after all. So that's what I say. Basically, Tanai Noilad, Hei Chidomi, Ami Lahoin. We ask him, if you would have heard from Yanko Libero that he tells you that the Beis HaMikdash looks like Chas V'Shalom any day, not at all, would you have made a neder? If you said, no, in that case, no. Because that's already not something which is totally noilad. Yanko and Beryl are here, and he knows them, and he knows they have a reputation, and they're very distinguished. And if they would have said something, in all likelihood, he would have followed their advice.
They were pundits, so to speak. They were like
commentators.
Yeah. Or yeah. They knew these.
But was it fake news or was it true?
No. These were reliable.
So what's the difference? One is it's in his own das. One's the das of somebody advising him. What's the difference between nolad and tanai nolad?
The difference is, of course, nolad is something. What's the whole inyan of the Pesach? If you would have known X, Y, and Z, would you have done this? So.
If you had been informed by someone, you wouldn't have done it. Therefore, you can say, no, I wouldn't have done it.
Exactly. But go and say that if you would have known that Chas V'Shalom World War III were to go and break out, would you have done it? Who is thinking about World War III? Okay, there's a big machloikus I hear in Ukraine. World War III? Who's even talking about anything like Chas V'Shalom? I never would have contemplated that. But if some Croatia pundits and commentators would have told you, yeah, we see the
resources of World War III.
Exactly. We saw some confidential information. We were able to find it in Maryland. We were able to find it in the president's study. And the vice president, we saw all these top secret stuff. We saw it. If I would have known. Okay, new shtickle now. Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef comes and he's trying to defend Nochem Hamodai. What does he say? If I would have been there, says Rav Yosef, because I wasn't there, because he's only an Amoira, right. But I had been there at the time. Have a minute, I would have told him, I've been in the Hain. Haksiv Sechtoa Pasik in Yermia. You all know Tanakh. What does it say in Yermia? You have another Torah HaShalom.
I do, yeah.
Oh, exactly, so don't forget. Al Tiftachu Lechem, El Divrei HaSheker, Leymar. Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem, Heimar. What means Heichel Hashem three times? Jokti Gemara Amr of Yosef Avosim have a min lahain haksiv heichal Hashem heichal Hashem heichal Hashem heima. The two heichals is zeh mikdash rishon and the second heichal is mikdash sheni, and of course there will be a mitzvah Hashem a heichal shlishi. Now why does the pasuk tell us that there are three heichals? I am satisfied with the second heichal with the mikdash sheni. what Yirmiyahu was telling was what? He diyan period. What he was telling them was, the reason why I'm telling you about a third Heichel, because unfortunately, just like the first Heichel went away, the second Heichel is also going to go away, and we're going to need, eventually, a third Heichel. Oh, if they had read that Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, then they would have realized this is not a noilet, something that you cannot even conjure or contemplate. Mm-hmm. Yirmiyahu already predicted it, he already told you Benavius. So therefore, it's not a noilet situation. Oh, if it's not noilet, then Nachum Amadi was right. Every digmar, the reason why Nachum Amadi could not use this as a defense, and the reason why the Chachamim were against Nachum Amadi, is because they said, even though it's taka true, that the Bismidish would eventually become Chorev, and that's what Yirmiyahu predicted, but need the Yadin, the Hoin, the Yachrev, the Yadin, the Eimasai. It's not Chorev, There might, Chas Hashem, be a World War III, but probably, hopefully, it won't happen for another 500 years. You know, we'll worry about it when the time comes, and I don't have to worry about it today. It's the same thing with these Nazirim, in the time of Nachum Amadi. Who contemplates what's going to happen now? Omer Abaya, forget about the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I have even a better Pasuk, a Pasuk in Daniel. What is it in the Pasuk? Vaksiv Shavuim Shivim Nechtach al Amcha ve'al Ir Kodshecha. What does that mean? Shavuim Shivim means 70 times 7. Anybody know that, how much is 70 times 7? 490. Exactly right. Now, how many years stood the second base of Midrash? 420. 420. How many years was there a Chorban in between the first one and the second one?
70.
So 70 plus 420 is roughly 490. So therefore, for 490 years, says the Gemara, that in the 490th year, after 70 times 7, Nechtach al Amcha, there's unfortunately a decree that has already been decreed against Klal Yisrael, against Ir Kodshecha, that the base of Midrash is going to be destroyed. So now, this story about Nachum Amadi is taking place in the 490th year, at the time of the Chorban. So, they should have known from that Pasuk that it's going to happen any day, any week, any month now. So it should have been Oyla al Adas, it's no longer Noilad. After the Gemara, Vakati Miyadinen B'hai Yoyma. You know, a year has 365 days or 354 days. You got a long year. So you're going to tell me, yeah, in the 490th year, it'll be Chorban. But I'm still in the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, there's still plenty of time. And maybe it's not exactly 490, maybe it's 490 and a half, and maybe it's a Sayyim, and da 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 da. So did they know which day, which week, which month? They did not know. So it's still the beginning, it's Noilad. And that's the reason why we learned in our Mishnah that the Chachamim disagreed with Nachum Amadi.
By the way, it's 365 and a quarter.
Ah, you see? Another quarter. Shkoyach. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah we already learned yesterday. It's very straightforward. Hoyu mahalchim baderech. They were walking down. How many people were walking down? Six people walking together. And they were all freilich and lebedik. They just finished the daf. And they said, ah, gibaldik, the echad ba kenegdan. And there's another fellow who's two or three blocks away. And he's walking in their direction. So now all of the six of them say, Omer echad mihem. The first one says, Harani knows it's Shazer Pliny. I take upon myself Naziris, because that's, he didn't say almanas. He says, Shazer Pliny, you know that fellow's coming, that Yankel Smith, the famous Yankel Smith. Can't you tell? I'm a Nazir, he's Yankel, yeah. The Echad Om and the other one said, Harry Nozish ain't Zeppelin. You know what you're talking about. This is not Yankel Smith. This is Beryl Jones. That's what I'm not.
Smith and, Jones.
Yeah, exactly. So Harry Nozish ain't Zeppelin. So I take upon my Naziris, because he's not. That's not Yankel Smith. Now the third person says, Harry Nozish Echad Mikem Nazir. I take upon myself Naziris, that one of the two of you is a Nazir. Clearly, it's either it is Yankel Smith, or it's not Yankel
50-50.
So either or, one or zero.
It's one or the other. And therefore, the first one...
And the third... One of the first two and the third are certainly zero.
Exactly. One of the first two and the third one is certainly Nazir. Mm-hmm. Now, the number four says, She'ein echad mikem Nazir. That one of the first two is not a Nazir. And guess what? He's right. Because there's only one of them that's a Nazir.
Right.
The other one is not a Nazir. I don't know which one. So therefore, number three and number four are all to Nazir. Now, She'shneichem Nazirim. Number five says... that I take upon myself Naziris, that the first two are Nazirim. That's incorrect,
right.
Because only one of them, it's not both of them.
Right.
Number six says, I take upon myself Naziris, Shekulchem Nazirim, that all five of you are Nazirim, which of course is also not correct, because at least one out of the first two was not, and number five was, nevertheless, Beishami Amim, Kula Nazirim, everybody's a Nazir today. Why they own the Zirim? Obviously, a couple of them.
Me their intentions.
Oh, so we remember we looked at the Toisus yesterday. It's the Toisus that starts Shisha Shahayu Mahalchim Baderech, and now you go to the wide lines, the middle wide lines, and in the middle it says Bishami Omen Kulin Nazir. Our Gemara has the two dots, and unfortunately Brother Shai does not have the two dots.
Vesavri.
What does it say? Vesavri Bishami Naziris Petoyas Havinos. Nazir Petoyas is not. Mishum the Kulan the Naziris has come. They all wanted to become Nazir. The Gomru Bedat and Lears Becholinian. No matter what, I'm going to become a Nazir. He's just trying to emphasize emphatically. Each one of them was a little bit, you know, freilich, and they all wanted to become nazirim. And each one said, "Ah, Yankel's coming! I'm a nazir. Yankel's here." The other one said, "Ah, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm a nazir. Yankel's not here, and I'm a nazir. Both of you are right. I'm a nazir. Neither of you are right, and I'm not a nazir. All of you are right." Well, anyway, they all intended to be nazirim, even though they added on this extra verbiage, which in some cases was not accurate, but all nazirim anyway. As we state in the Mishnah, that's what Bishami says. Kul nazir. Ubeisil amrim ain a nazir ela mi shaloi niskaimu dvarav. Now on the surface, this doesn't make any sense. It should only be any nazir niskaimu dvarav. And of course, if you just quickly go down to the bottom of the Amud Zotimar, mi shaloi niskaimu dvarav. I might have a nazir. It should be just the opposite. Mitchum will get to that in a moment. Nobody's a Nazir here, none of the six, and the reason for that is because that's the famous drush of Tarfin, Ish or Isha, ki yafli linder ned a Nazir. Hashem has to be baflo. Baflo means express, explicit, without any doubts, without any cloudiness, without any murkiness. It's got to be crystal clear. Here that's so murky, none of them are Nazir. Here's Sila Khair. What happens? The fellow who is walking in their direction towards them says, "I hear there's so much commotion. Are they Nazirim? Not Nazirim? I don't want to get involved in all this machloikis." Turns around and he goes back to wherever he came from. Yamachta pleita. Yeah. What happens now? Ain't a Nazir. Then none of them are Nazirim. It's goodish. There's no way of identifying whether he was a Nazir or not. Whether it was Yankel Smith or not. Was it Yankel Smith? Was it Beryl Jones? Was it Mr. McGillicuddy? We don't know. He's out of here. So nobody's a Nazir. The Gemara is going to say that. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Even Meishamai says
that. Everybody. We're going to talk about it. Reb Shimon Oimer, Yoimer Mhoya Kidvarai, Harengi Nozer Choiva, Vimlav Harengi Nozer Netova. Reb Shimon says, it's a 50-50 chance, maybe Yom, maybe Nish, I don't know. To be on the safe side, we don't want this person just to be a Sufik Nozer. He should take upon himself Vadai Nazirs and say, Mhoya Kidvarai, if I in fact was right that this is Yankel Smith, and therefore I was a Nozer, good. And if it turns out it wasn't Yankel Smith, I'm going to go and take upon myself a Naziris of Nedava, some man of Shach al Dia Nazir. 30 days from now, I'll be able to bring my kabbalas and everything.
How many kabbalas will he bring?
Only has to be, he's only taking about one Nazir. Okay. He said, if I was a Nazir Chayva, then I don't have three. But if not, then I'll be a Nazir.
Only one set, okay.
One set. Frank Dimar, we said that according to Beis Hillel, ain't a Nazir Elamishel Loinis Kaimedvar. He's the guy that lost the bet, so to speak. Why should he be a Nazir? On review, the aim of Mishnah is kind of dwarf. Make a simple emendation, and this was always Ari will point out that there's so many changes here in Masechet Nozir because of Loshin Nozir Mishuner. So therefore, Mishnah is kind of dwarf. That's easy. Abaye Omer Kigoyin Di Omar. We're on to Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. As you can see, that's a very very long blot. Abaye Omer Kigoyin Di Omar Inami Lav Ploinihu. Not Ihave Ehave Nozir. I will become a Nozir. Meaning that Mr. Blank is walking in my direction. The first person said about him, I bet you that happens to be Yankel Smith. Harini Nozer, that's Yankel Smith. And then he thinks about it for 10 seconds. You know what? Come to say, you know, he's come to think about it more. He's walking my direction. It's not really Yankel Smith. It's a little bit too heavy, a little bit too skinny, a little bit too tall, a little bit too short. It's not Yankel Smith after all. And therefore, I now take upon myself and I say, Harini Nozer, that it's not Yankel Smith. So what happens now? And it turns out that he's taka right the second time, that it wasn't Yankel Smith. Says our Mishnah, says Basil, he's ainu nozer, he becomes a nozer, Mishle neskayimu devarav harishoinim, what he said initially that it was Yankel Smith, it turned out loy neskayimu devarav, but rather, you know why he's a nozer? Because of his devarav muachroinim, where he made a switch. And it says, I'm a Nozer if it's not Yankel Smith. That's Imar. He going to Omar Inami, Lav Ploinihu, that after he thought about it for a moment, he said, you know what? No, it's not Yankel Smith after all. And if it's not Yankel Smith, then a heavy Nozer, then he taka becomes a nazir because loy neskaimu dvar v'rishonim. That he thought initially was Yankel Smith. But rather, why does he become a nazir? Because the dvar v'achroinim, where he changed his mind and said, no, I'm a nazir, that it's not Yankel Smith.
And the whole dialogue of the other people there doesn't make sense now.
Had to work out the other five?
Right.
That's why we got some of the choices over here. That's all for homework. Anyway, Zokti Moravaita. Hisiyah v'achroinim, that fellow who is the subject of all of this discussion, who made a plaita, he ran back. Ain't a nazir. Now, who's what's ain't a nazir? Time mishum deyisil achay. That's because he walked backwards. He went away. Also, the command if he would come in front of us, have a nazir. Then the person would have been a nazir. So Tibara, mani, who's the one that learns that way? Ilay merib tarfin. In other words, the Mishnah is silent. It just simply says yisil achay. Ain't a nazir. Who's the one that made that statement? Ain't a nazir. Could it be Reb Tarfin? Me have a nazir. Kivin debshat the nazir liyada iponyu ilal. Michal alei naziris. That's the famous Reb Tarfin that says you have to have afla. What time you viewed Oyim Mishum Reb Tarfin? Ain't echem yam nazir fishloim nidan afla. And there was no afla at the time that the person was walking towards us because nobody knew for sure. He thought it was Yankel Smith. He was sure that it wasn't Yankel Smith. There was a whole discussion back and forth. Yo. It was not afla. It was not crystal clear. So certainly, this is not Reb Tarfin. Rather, it's Reb Yehuda decree. That's the famous Reb Yehuda decree. Who's Reb Yehuda decree? The sign. We have this already two times. Harry knows Al Menashe Yehay Bekriyazem Meyakor. You have a farmer who's very, very successful one year, and he was bragging to all of his friends, Romans and countrymen, and all of his family members. I have great news for you. Baruch Hashem, he had such siyata d'shmaya that the harvest this year, I have so much tavua. It's Meyakor. Huge! Car, wow, 100 car. And Rabbi said, you don't trust me? Hey, come on, he's exaggerating. Yeah, maybe it's 20 car. Maybe it's 20 saw. Yeah, it's a goodish. Guess what? Come on out, let's measure it. The whole family, let's come. And they went out to the farm to measure that mayor car. Somebody stole the whole thing. Nothing left. Goonished. So what happens now? The person said, Harini Noza, I'm the Nas Shehebi Kriyazeh mayor car. Since I don't know, is he a nazir? Is he not a nazir? It's a safik. Reb Shimon says he has to be a nazir. It's not safik. Reb Yehuda says that it's mutter. Then why does Reb Yehuda hold that it's mutter? He holds it as mutter because Reb Yehuda holds that leimachis inish nafshe l'sveika. Nobody wants to go and put themselves in a doubtful position. We had this gemara before back on the base, and a couple of times we brought this. So therefore, zokti gemara. Couldn't review that it's nothing. I only took upon myself in this year if we know for sure that there are 100 car. If I don't know, I'm not a nazir at all. It's zero. Goodish. So Reb Shimon Sava, Kivin the Iluloy Negnav, Dilma Havibay Meyakar, Mahavin Nazir. Since had it not been stolen, and had we measured it, we would have calculated it's 100 car and he would have been a nazir. Hashanami Havin Nazir, he is a nazir mitzad Safik after all. And therefore says Yomar Vachanami, Kivin the Iosalik, come on. The Adin and the Ploini have a nazir. If, in fact, ultimately Yankel Smith would have come back in our direction, not Machapleta and run away, but rather come towards us, then we would have been able to verify that it's not Yankel Smith, or like the second man, the Yama, that it's not Yankel Smith, we'll be able to verify it. Have a nazir. Hashanami have a nazir. He's a nazir after all, says Reb Shimon. And since I don't know, says Reb Shimon, that's why Reb Shimon said the end of the Mishnah, Chavanaitse. If it turns out, Imhoye Kidvari, the guy ran away. The first time it says, Ein Nozer, that's Reb Yehuda, Loin Nochis in Ishnafshil Esveika. If the 100 car is here, I can measure it. It's not here. Mutalach. You're off the hook. Safik Nozer, or Safik Naziris, Lahokel. You go home, you're finished. Masha Einkin, Reb Shimon says, No. You have to be Machmed, since you have to be Machmed. If you don't know, because the guy ran away, what you have to do is say, if I was a choyver because it was like a Yankel, then I'm a nazir. If it wasn't Yankel, then I take it off myself in a divus.
Oh, yes.
So we've covered already tomorrow's Gemara.
The thing we did must have been the same thing last time. It says it goes to 34.
Exactly. So mentioned on Sunday we'll start from the new Mishnah and the Lamed Dalid. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shabbat.
I don't expect to be here. Nothing. That was my Shabbat. David, have a good Shabbat. Good to see you.